This is The Brief on Using Generative AI Ethically and Responsibly in Your Studies. Okay, so these generative AI tools, think ChatGPT, Google Gemini, they're pretty powerful assistants, right? But, and this is really important, using them ethically, with integrity, and, you know, following the university's rules, that's absolutely crucial for doing well here and for your future career. First up, and this is a big one, your assessed work must be your own, genuinely your own thinking and writing. These AI tools are meant to help you learn, not do the assignment for you. Seriously, letting AI generate your assessed work, the university calls that contract cheating. It's a major offense, could even lead to withdrawal. It's about proving your skills. Second thing, you've got to protect confidentiality and act professionally. This means never upload sensitive stuff like confidential patient details, placement records, or copyrighted material into public AI tools unless you have clear permission. Why? Because down the line, you are responsible for the outcomes, not the AI. Patient safety, client trust, that's all on you. And finally, engage critically and check everything. Look, AI can sometimes get things wrong. It might give you outdated info, make things up, we call that hallucinations, or show biases from its training data. So always treat AI output like a first draft. You need to rigorously check it against trusted sources, textbooks, journal articles, ask your lecturers. This builds your critical thinking. Nail these principles and you can really harness GenAI's potential the right way, making you a sharper student and ready for the future.